off the end.
It's the wake up call.
I want to switch gears and tell you about this story that I found. This is for you. It's a woman. She finally quit her toxic job. And on the way out, she stole something.
Okay. What did she steal?
Her office chair.
Good for her. Good for her.
So she stole the office chair. She just wheeled it out when she left and she jammed it into her car in front of everybody.
That's amazing.
Had no shame and nobody said anything because why would they? She's going through something. I'm not going to talk to Janet. She just quit her job.
You think that's why nobody did?
Why? I mean,
because that is a strange confrontation that people weren't prepared to have that day.
I guess that's true. Do you want to hear the quote about how she justified taking her office chair?
1,000%.
She said, quote, "In my mind, I figured that I had been sitting there taking years of emotional, physical, and verbal abuse. So I'm just going to take my chair and F off."
Good.
All right. The story doesn't end there.
Okay.
She did later get an email, and the email said, "We need you to bring back the office chair." And she did. And then she said later that it was one of the most embarrassing moments of her life. Because
why would she bring it back? What are you going to do, fire me?
No, well, but I mean, eventually maybe withhold your last paycheck.
Oh, okay.
Or severance, or, okay. Or I guess, I doubt it would go to this, but like take you to small claims court.
Well, okay.
Which, like, that, how humiliating.
If I couldn't, if it was going to keep me from getting my last check or affect my severance. Although, if she quit, she's not getting a severance.
Right.
If it's one of those two things, okay, fine, you have to return it. After that, call the cops on me. I will bring this back when I get a knock on the door and there's body cam footage of a cop telling me, "Ma'am, can you please step outside? We understand you took the chair." That is when you can have it back.
The video had a bunch of comments on there of other people sharing the things that they've stolen from their work when they quit.
Okay.
And some of these responses that I've gathered are very funny. One person said they worked at a kitchen and they stole two Japanese knives. Those are expensive.
Okay.
Someone else said that they took an overhead projector for a theater room.
Wow.
Just stole that. That one's very impressive.
Sure.
A lot of people take tools.
Yeah.
A lot of people take, one person took a calculator. Someone who worked at a coffee shop said that they took this heavy metal chalkboard that they had to write quotes on every day.
See, that is the level of petty that I want. If it is something like very expensive knives or an overhead projector, it's like, yeah, of course you want that.
Yeah.
If that's something that maybe you could, like, it's difficult for you to even get on your own.
Right.
A chalkboard and a chair is the level of petty that I'm interested in hearing.
It's the symbolic thievery.
Right.
Of the whole thing.
Yeah. You know what? I'm keeping it.
So what would be the symbolic thing you would steal from here if you quit?
Question.
Because we have a lot of things, but a lot of them are bolted down. Like,
right.
It'd be great to steal this whole board that's in front of me, but I can't. It's bolted into the thing.
I think what I would steal, in an effort to put people out.
Okay.
Okay.
To inconvenience
others.
So
if I was, like, quitting and ready to just light a match and let this place burn, I would take parts of the coffee maker.
Important parts.
Right.
For the thing where the coffee maker knows it cannot run unless
Without
you bring this back.
That part.
Would you do it openly or would you do it secretly so people would be like, "Who took the tray?"
Secretly.
Yeah.
I want people to be wondering when I'm gone.
Okay.
The other thing is I'd take like all the coffee cups and all the glasses.
So you would just go for like the petty, like inconvenience of other things.
I would have put people out.
Mm.
The other thing is maybe some of like the signed guitars. And
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
There's signed guitars all over our studio here.
Yeah.
And I don't know who any of the people are who signed them.
Oh, well, if you looked at them, you do.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've never really looked at them. Stealing some of those would be kind of, but see, that's got a lot of worth to it.
Right.
I think I would go for something like really silly, but not putting people out because they didn't necessarily have anything to do with me quitting.
Sorry.
But
collateral damage.
I would steal like our boss's mouse. Or like I would steal the giant A on the Odyssey sign.
If you really want to like do it right, you steal your boss's chair.
If you're just joining us, a lady quit her job and took her office chair and then shamefully had to bring it back to work. Yeah, steal your boss's chair.
Right.
Way better.
Yeah.
To text in 916-909-1065 and tell us, what would you steal from your work if you quit today?